one of the artists behind the music you love.
I wanted to be an astronaut and ended up going into music.
A Life Worth Living was originally recorded for my youth ministry, and it was very quickly an anthem of our youth ministry where the young people really got amongst it.
Well, I know that Australians are some of the most fun people in the world. I know that the coffee is really amazing.
This is the Artist Spotlight.
Well, hello and welcome to the Artist Spotlight. I am very excited right now to be chatting with the lovely Cecina. She joins us all the way from the US. Hello, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to chat with you. This is so wonderful.
Oh, look, it's absolutely our pleasure. I've been wanting to chat for you for a little while now, ever since we started hearing some of your music here in Australia. So it's great to chat with you. Now, let's start first of all with your name, because when you see it on paper, it's kind of a bit confusing. There's an S, then a V, then an R. So it is Cecina. Now, that's actually your surname. I believe that's where you've gotten that from.
Yes, exactly. It's a little scary for sure. But my dad's family has some good Czech heritage. And so the name Cecina, that is how it's spelled. Now, whoever came to America, we had like a Z and a W also somewhere in the name. So our family tried to simplify it a little bit. So Svrcina is our best try at simplifying, but it's Cecina. So the V is like a U, or it's just silent.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So I just need to check the thing. Are we definitely recording? Because my thing has a record on. We're all good? Okay, just double checking. Cool. I didn't want to get too
nervous. You're like, oh no. Yeah, of course. This is perfect.
Cool. Awesome. That's fantastic. How much confusion do you actually get from people from the name? What are some of the weirdest pronunciations people have attempted?
Yeah, I mean, probably the most common one is like Sivercina. So like they'll try to pronounce the V. Or they won't say it. They'll just like kind of try to find a way, like, will you say it first or something like that. But Sivercina is probably, or Sivercina, something like that is probably the most common. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, probably for a lot of people, listening to this or watching this, you may be a new artist to them that they hadn't heard of before. So let's get the Cecina story. Can you, first of all, take a 60-second challenge. In 60 seconds, can you sum up who is Cecina?
Yikes, that's a tough one. I have like short stories. Help me. Yeah, I am from the United States. I'm from Dearborn, Michigan, and I'm an artist and a songwriter, and I truly love the Lord. I grew up and accepted Jesus into my heart. He is my savior since I've been 6 years old, and I grew up in the church and started working in the music industry pretty young. I love to sing and would perform as a young girl. And I actually signed a publishing deal when I was 13 years old in the United States. So I started working and operating in the music industry as a young teenager, and have grown up a lot. And so as I've gotten older, I just have a huge passion for the creative community and bringing light and love and life through music and whatever expression, the different creative expressions that we have as people. So I live in California now and am doing alternative pop music, but always coming from a spiritual place. And that's who I am. I love creativity. I love people and love the Lord so much. And I'm so grateful to be an artist and be able to sing for people and have that expression.
Sifted through all this to find you. Pulling back layers to find truth, piecing it all back together. Unlearning all of my patterns, finding out what really matters, standing up front and center. Taking time to help me, trying to be healthy. It's not always easy. Ooh. Up all night and I'm still wrestling. I can't stand the thought of settling. Breaking down the idols, letting go of cycles. Two steps back and set you forward. Ecosystems of my orchard. I'm running to the vitals, letting go of cycles.
hoping that I see you, you. I'm wrapping myself in the colors, purple and blues and the lovers, making me who I am.
As you mentioned there, you know, your music is influenced by your faith. You very much are passionate about your faith. For some people, it may not fit in what the mold for Christian music normally looks like in terms of it's not worship music. It's not necessarily evangelistic, but there is so much great positivity in your music and obviously so influenced by your faith. What is your heart and kind of, I guess, your mission for your music?
Yeah, that's a great question. And one thing I love is I love collaboration. So having an opportunity to either in the worship space or people who are doing Christian music, I feel like we're in an era right now artistically where there is a lot of collaboration happening. So even everyone kind of has a lane that they're running in. And I do feel like it's the music that I'm doing is a little outside of the box in the sense that it is coming from a very spiritual place. And that root system is the hope that Jesus gives us. And also coming with that walk with God, which is a real walk. So sometimes it's like, sometimes our walk with God in life is not always beautiful, but beauty can come from it. And so I do, as an artist and as a songwriter, really want to be honest with that story, which is sometimes hard. I'm like, vulnerability, like, whoa, that's hard sometimes. But I really do want to be honest because people are facing really difficult things and the world that we live in is really challenging. But being able to walk with God and have the hope of the gospel and his word is like, I don't know, I would be toast without him. And so to be able to share that with other people through my music and be able to reach people, the spirit of Jesus is living on the inside of me. And so my hope and my mission is for people to hear that and be able to pick up on that and to be curious about where is that hope coming from and really want to know God, even if the songs themselves aren't explicitly saying that. But sometimes also collaborating with other artists who are like full on either doing worship or Christian or something like that, to where that is very out in the open too.
I've heard a few artists describe it as that they actually see that their ministry happens almost more off stage. And that's what we don't get to see is it's the conversations after the shows. It's the conversations online. What kind of impact have you seen your music have?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. I've had some really wonderful conversations on social media, like Instagram, and I do really try to be intentional in that space as well, to like have meaningful conversations as possible on those platforms. Something that I started doing during COVID was I opened like a phone line when I would release music because I wasn't playing shows and I wasn't like connecting with people was a little difficult and everyone was in lockdown like all together. So it was like sometimes just hearing someone's voice is like, it's, there's something about like actually talking to somebody and hearing their voice. So I, on release days, I actually opened up a phone line so people could call in, and we would like celebrate the release and also talk to people, which was delightful because it was an opportunity to like hear how people were navigating through COVID, and also had an opportunity to pray for a few people as well. So it's been really wonderful. And then within the creative community itself, being in the writing room and in the studio is sometimes the most vulnerable place because you're all coming together to create a piece of art from nothing. And so there's conversation that you have to have, talking about life and all that kind of thing. So I've also had some really great conversations in the creative community and in that space as well, about the Lord and just about life and walking with God.
That's awesome. Now, I feel like, you know, walking the line in the space that you're walking, you must at times cop a bit of flack from both sides. Is that something you find, like people who are saying, why aren't you more explicit with your music? Or even then other people going, can you like, you know, not bring your faith into it at all? Is that what you find, like, or do you find people are pretty accepting on both sides?
Yeah, I mean, I have found myself probably a little bit more so with some music of like really wanting to share about my faith, and sometimes like having to tone it down a little bit. And I think there's definitely like a little bit of a skill set of not sounding like Christianese, if you will, like speaking in a language and speaking in a way where people can understand and it feels real and authentic, talking about the Lord and talking about Jesus. But it has been like a little bit of a wrestle to like kind of be straddling a little bit in both spaces. So really wanting to be open and talk about the Lord, talk about faith and where that hope is really coming from. And in the Christian space too, like, yeah, it like, it kind of rides a little bit of a line. But I think people can sense that light and that positivity really is from the Lord, even if the music itself is not as explicit, if you will, if like mentioning God or being as specific.
You can't keep going at a rate like this, running from your life when you're meant to live. Gotta keep on. Lost my granddad in 07, still trying to cope to this day. I was wondering if you went to heaven, yeah, there ain't nothing I could change. I spent late nights, I was scared to die, I ain't wanna see the grave. I was playing games with my heartbeat instead of slowing down just to pray. You've been reaching for the hand you thought you never grab, but Jesus brings the hope you thought you never have. Yeah, tired of living in a nightmare, Lord, I just wanna hear you. Run around in the same circle, don't make me feel brand new. You gotta know, it ain't over cause you got a hand to hold. Let his peace come rushing through your soul. Too many reasons for you just to let go. There's hope.
You can't keep going at a rate like this, running from your life when you're meant to live. Gotta keep on breathing, yeah. There's too many reasons. No, you can't keep going at a rate like this, burying the past, not to deal with it.
PJ, we lost C-Dub and lost Lil J to these streets, bruh. Got family members on lockdown, I still pray to God to release them. Put my hope in the Father, all these problems just pushing me harder. When I feel like I'm ready to fall out, hit my knees and start crying my heart out. Yeah, shootouts on the corner, daddy got corona trauma singing us to sleep. Yeah, God ain't raising quitter, this is not the end and we will never be defeated, no. You don't have to fight these battles on your own, God is in control. You gotta know, it ain't over cause you got a hand to hold. Let his peace come rushing through your soul. Too many reasons for you just to let go. There's hope.
You can't keep going at a rate.
Look, I love your music. We've been enjoying playing some tunes on air. I'd love to talk about your latest single called Next Generation. So tell us a bit about this one. It feels like a bit of an anthem.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for playing it and for playing my music. It really means a ton. I was commissioned in like 2019 to actually write kind of an anthem for the German women's, their national soccer team. And so I got together with two other women in 2019 to write this song. And I think because of COVID, it was really intended for it to like serve as a support song for them competing in the Women's Euro Cup. And so I think there was a little bit of a gap because of COVID, but in 2022, this year, the Women's Euro Cup was happening. And so it came full circle to be able to actually release the song as a support to kind of like get the gals hyped and to really support like the German team and their fans, as well. So the song was really written for them.
Yeah. And did you then become a follower of the sport because of it?
I did. Like, I'm not a super sporty person, but I ended up spending the summer in Germany. The song was released in May, and God has really touched my heart for that nation and for the people. I had lived in Germany in 2018 for a couple months. And so over the years, there's been a really interesting connection there. And I do have family heritage in that nation as well. So because of the song, I did spend the summer out there. And so I was able to actually watch the soccer games, some of them, and seeing them in action. And then I performed at one of the soccer games as well to like see them play live. I was like so inspired by them, by their perseverance. And it really brought fresh meaning to the song as well. So now I'm a fan for sure. And I would like, if I was there, I would love to go to some games, but yeah.
Well, look, we're excited about your music and we're loving hearing it as I've mentioned already, which has been really great. I'd love to know from you though, you know, away from the music, what does a normal day off look like for you? What do you love to do in your downtime? What do you like to do for fun?
Oh boy. It's kind of hard because for a lot of people that are in like the creative arts, it's kind of like music is a hobby for some people. And so I love like the work that I get to do. So I'm like, it's a tough one because sometimes like I love to write music and I love to be with people. So if I have like a day off, if I have an opportunity to like spend time with family or get together with a friend or something, love a good cup of coffee and a deep conversation and a muffin or something like that. So I'm like pretty chill person, but I love like really quality time with people. So like having a good conversation. One thing that's kind of recent is I am very slowly like learning how to sew. So now some of my free time is being spent by like watching YouTube tutorials and very gradually on the journey of learning how to sew because I would like to like make clothes or something. So I'm a little bit nervous about this, but I am excited to like learn a new skill for sure. So yeah.
Maybe you can make some of your own singing sewing tutorials on YouTube.
Who knows? If all goes well and I don't like wreck making a shirt or something, hopefully that would be amazing. That would be wonderful.
I know you've mentioned collaborations and you mentioned before we started chatting, actually, you're getting to do some exciting stuff coming up. But who are some artists that you would love to collaborate that are on the dream list, whether they're from the Christian music sphere or the mainstream music sphere? Like, who are some of those artists where you're like, yep, I'm in on that if there's the opportunity?
Yeah, that's a great question. I confess I'm definitely like a huge Justin Bieber fan. So if I'm like shooting for the moon here, it would be such a dream to like collaborate with him. But it is also not really a secret that I am a raging fan of like Afro pop and Afro gospel. And so the Afro gospel, I just am so inspired by like the production style and like melodically artistic. So there's a few artists in that space that it would be super beautiful to collaborate with them. Because lyrically, like it's super sometimes it's literally like the straight Bible in their songs. I'm like, this is feeding my soul, but also it creatively is like super fun and joyful and feels really fresh. So there's an artist called Lima Blaze that I love, another artist called Marazu and Sally. So there's some people in like the Afro gospel space and Justin Bieber for sure, that I would love to collaborate with. And I'm open and like super open in general.
Hey, Justin, if you're watching this, first of all, wow, that's incredible. But please reach out. And if you need to go via me, I'm happy to connect. You know,
happy to be a liaison situation. That's beautiful. Thank you. I love it.
Christina, it's been so wonderful chatting with you. Just as we wrap up, is there any message you have for any Aussie fans or any future Aussie fans that might maybe just discovering your music?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me and again, for playing my music. It's such an honor. And yeah, thank you for playing Next Generation. And I am always creating music and definitely have some fresh music I'm excited about coming in 2023. Also, nothing is finalized, but there is perhaps a possibility of visiting Australia next year in 2023 mm-hmm. as well. So for Aussie fans, there may be a possibility of actually getting to see some people and see you guys in person, which would be a dream. I've never been to Australia. And just encourage even like the message of Next Generation is all about perseverance and endurance. So whatever you're going through in your life, God loves you so, so much. And there's a wonderful scripture in Romans 5 that talks about how we can actually rejoice when we run into problems because the testing of our faith develops endurance, and endurance a strength of character. And so whatever you're going through in your life, God loves you. He's with you. He wants to walk through that with you. And you can actually have joy even in the middle of pain because God is with you and he'll help develop endurance and strength of your character throughout the process.
Wonderful. I think that's an amazing note to get to finish things up on. So look, we want to really encourage everyone who is listening at the moment, check out Cecina's music and go and support her. And if she comes to Australia, we'll all be there cheering you on. Maybe you can write a song for our soccer team because we did really well in the World Cup recently. So
come on, you guys. Yeah, that would be awesome. I'd love to. Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful. And I really hope that I can come see you guys next year.
Yeah, fantastic. We've been chatting with Cecina. This is the Artist Spotlight.
Shoulders of giants, never give up. Be defiant in the face from the next generation. Wonder when you gotta play.
Has been the Artist Spotlight.
I have had a blast and I wanted to say thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. We appreciate it.
Blessings to Australia.
Getting to know the artists behind the music you love.